All right, we're hanging out here in studio with Michelle Lewis. So, Michelle, you know, if someone were to walk up and ask you, what is Michelle Lewis all about? What is Michelle Lewis all about? Who are you? Why are you on my show?
I'm not really sure. I think because you found me on MySpace.
So. I know that MySpace is strange.
It's great, though.
It is.
And it's addictive.
And this is cool.
I've definitely gotten a lot of people that I wouldn't have found otherwise, or people never would have found me otherwise.
True. Now, so, what is your MySpace page, site? I guess it's a page, right?
Yeah, myspace.com/Michelle Lewis, and you can go on there, and the front page, you know, kind of lists some tour dates and has a picture, and you can listen to 4 songs, and you can click on other stuff, details about the tour dates and other pictures and stuff like that.
And yeah, so tour dates, you're going out and about. Where do you play usually?
I have played in a lot of different places, mostly around New England because I'm based in Boston. Mm-hmm. And I've been down to, you know, New York, Philly, all the way down south to Atlanta and Nashville and Birmingham, and then all the way over on the West Coast. So I kind of keep it on the coast for now.
But, yeah, not much in the middle yet.
Well, it's a long drive.
So. Yeah. How was your drive today? Pretty good, right?
The drive today was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area coming up this way.
Yeah.
You have a website also, I bet.
I do. It is michellelewismusic.com.
Michelle Lewis, MichelleLewis, music.com.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because when I, it's clickety, clickety, tappity, tappity. The Michelle Lewis, those L-E-L-E?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, L-E-L-E. Oh, I must have done something wrong. But, you know, folks, you're going to think you did something wrong. But for once, you didn't. Your wife's wrong. Your husband's wrong. You're right this time. So, you're playing, let's see, today's the 15th. You're playing next week, I believe, in Connecticut.
Yes, I'm playing in Southington, Connecticut at Jitters Coffee House.
Jitters Coffee House,
pretty clever. It'll be at 8 p.m., so that's Saturday the 22nd. And tonight, actually, I'm going to be back in Boston at the Paradise Lounge.
Ooh, that's a nice venue for you.
It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's actually called the Night of Fun. 2 N's. The extra N is for extra fun.
Extra fun.
And it's presented by a sketch comedy group called Hooray for Fun.
Oh, really?
So they're going to present the show. I'm going to play some music. There's going to be another band there, Walter the Orange Ocean. And
Walter the Orange Ocean.
Yeah.
Were they Chernobyl? Or
You know what? I don't know. I haven't gotten the background on their name yet.
But. Do you know what they play?
As far as instruments, you mean?
Or yeah, what their sound is like compared to yours?
Yeah, they're a little bit more... like pop rock. I'm a little bit more folk pop rock.
Yeah.
And they sound a little bit like Radiohead, kind of Radiohead Beatles-ish, I want to say.
Oh, that's a good mix.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're fantastic.
I like both of those bands. The Beatles. Yeah, I've heard of them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're based out of Boston, huh?
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, I know. You said, you know, MySpace, we found each other there. You led me to something, though, and you don't even know about it. And I wonder, what do you know about Club Delph?
Oh,
is that how, am I saying it right?
I believe so.
Mike Rivard?
Mike Rivard actually is the bass player on my album this time around. And he is amazing. Like, he just blew in there and you know, maybe 2-3 takes at the most of each song, and it was wonderful.
He's the bass player on this album that we're going to hear a couple tracks off
of
today?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been talking with Mike via the email.
Oh.
And we almost hooked up, but, you know, we played tag and this, that, and the other on the highways and all kinds of weirdness. So he's the bass player. You happen to know some of the people that he's played with?
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky to have had him on the album.
Wow. So, folks, that, if you don't know anything about it, you go to your favorite search engine, put in the name Mike Rivard, R-I-V-A-R-D, and or Club D'ELF, and you'll learn a lot about Michelle's bass player. I'm impressed, and we're going to be talking to him here on Green Arrow Radio whenever. It just is going to be one of those things where I probably just call him up, and it's ready, and it's a go.
I haven't seen him, I think, since it was one day. You know, he was there for like 8 or 9 hours, and then, you know, I haven't seen him since.
Well, you did a good job getting him. I don't know how it happened, but good for you.
He's great.
I'm impressed. So
I'll take him anytime.
That's a, you know, there you go, Mike. So that's cool. That, yeah, very cool. So Let's see. What else would you, well, more about you. Let's say you said folk pop rock, pop folk rock, rock folk pop.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's such a, everything's all just squished together these days. So, I mean, you know, people call me a folk singer because I'm usually solo acoustic guitar and voice.
Yeah.
But I'm not too much on the traditional side, although I do sing some traditional stuff occasionally. My original songs, I'd say, are more folk pop rock because they kind of combine all three genres. I mean, I'm sure some people would even throw country in there. I mean, it's just all cross genre anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, it depends on the ensemble I have for the night. Like, I've been playing with a lot with my cello player.
Oh, wonderful.
A bassist, you know, it just depends on the night.
Stand-up bass?
Both, electric and upright, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So you're going to be a flexible musician. You're going to, you know, on Green Arrow Radio, we like to be genre unknown, or, you know, we're direction unknown radio music programmed for your thirsty ear hole. So we're basically whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when listening to you, would it be something that I played a whole lot of music of on my show? I wasn't sure. And that's where it all started, because one tune just hit me right. And I said, yep, I think the folks would like this.
Great.
And hey, I think they're going to as well. You want to play, why don't we go into the first track, so when people put this sucker in right after they go out and get it wherever they can get it. Do you know where they can get it?
They can definitely get it online at michellelewismusic.com. That's the most direct way to get it, straight from me. So.
Spiral stairway, I wipe the hair back from my face, and I take one last look past my right shoulder, and I say goodbye to this place. I walk through the door and I will close it one last time. Got that look, not a smile, not quite a frown. And if pain were my family, then I guess I'm homeward bound. But I'm fine this time around. Yes, I'm fine this time around. Drive down the highway in a slow lane car, but I'm passing people left and right, and I can picture your face inside the sun's orange glow as I watch the day fade into night. And it's not the fact this was the wrong place or wrong time, or that I lost the love we once had found. It's that I knew from the start of this it never would work out. But I'm fine this time around. Yes, I'm fine this time around. And I don't know why I've these delusions in my mind. A fairy tale's built once upon a time, and I can't figure out what all this misery's about. But I'll be fine this time. I
See, that's the one that I heard that totally sparked an interest. What is it all about? What is that tune, you know, why that tune?
I guess it's because, you know, doing things repeated times and, you know, you should kind of learn from them, but sometimes you can't help it. And acting like you're fine when you're not, or trying to be fine, or, you know, things happening over and over again.
So this time around, did it work out, or is it going to happen again? I think you have to listen to the rest of the CD, actually.
Absolutely, and you never know until it's already happened again, so it's one of those things you can't predict.
Yeah. Good answer. Now, there's a track number 3, San Francisco Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I know a bunch of versions of a song called San Francisco Bay. Is that this?
No, this is an original song. I didn't know that there were other versions that existed, mm-hmm. but this is my original song. I spend a lot of time out there, and I love it, and yeah.
So, now these are all original songs.
They are. A couple of them are co-written. The one that we just heard this time around, the music was co-written with a friend of mine that I met at Berklee College of Music when I was there. And his name is Michael Shore, and he's a great songwriter, and we have a lot of fun together.
So you went to Berklee?
I did.
Wow. What did you study?
I studied a little bit of everything, but my major was professional music and voice, and professional music is kind of the liberal arts of the music degree.
Huh?
So I studied mostly songwriting. It was mostly songwriting, but I took some other classes like business and other things as well.
Smart. That's smart.
It's timing, all timing
luck,
and luck. And
who you know.
Exactly. So that is kind of frustrating, but I think that as far as bringing the music actually just to the people and making good music and making music that people want to hear, that is up to me, and hopefully that they'll catch wind of it sometime.
And we're certainly going to do our best here on Green Arrow Radio, especially this week, because you're part of our Women in Music feature, I guess it is. I usually don't have features. This is all new. And so I'm appreciative that you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, thanks for coming up. And yep, the name of the CD is This Time Around, and we just heard This Time Around, track number 1. I believe we're going to have a giveaway of one of these signed CDs by Michelle. So we're going to have a nice CD for folks, and really want to make sure you guys get out there and check her out online at Michelle Lewis Music. I'm giving you a little time to write that down. Michelle LewisMusic.com. And once again, your MySpace?
MySpace.com/Michelle Lewis.
Once again, LEWIS. You need to check her out and make informed decisions, because I'm only going to play a couple off the CD. We're going to have a couple of the aforementioned live music. And you got to get online and check her out. What would be another wonderful track to hear today?
Let's go with the song. It's called Searching for Something. This is also one that I co-wrote with my friend Sean Madden. We co-wrote the music together. And that was also while I was at Berklee. So he's another Berklee guy, and he's based in Boston, and he's really wonderful. And I'm really lucky that I got to have the opportunity to write with him.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to this one. I'm not sure I sampled this one yet myself, so yet another first. Check this one out, folks. It's track number 6.
Got no car, ain't got no money. I've been walking in circles around this town. Went to a bar for milk and honey, but emptiness in the glass was all I found. Try them out, 'cause I've been searching for something to get me out of the slump I'm in. I've been searching for something new, something new. I've been so blue, what can I do? I'll take a chance, 'cause I've been wondering, trouble I can get myself into. I'll go to France, maybe London, get to Dublin before the year is through. 'Cause I've been searching for something to get me out of the slump I'm in. I've been searching for something to get me out of the slump I'm in. Searching for something new, something new. Searching. Searching, searching for something.
Wow, now that is something very different than the first song we heard.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about the album. Some albums kind of can tend to sound the same after, you know, the fifth song, you've kind of heard them all. But
yeah.
I really like the fact that all the songs are really different and, you know, using different styles and different voices and different instrumentation and to kind of make it interesting the whole way through. And you want to listen the whole way through.
And there's 11 of them just like that.
Yep.
All different.
Yep, all of them.
It's nice to be different. Or it's nice to have a choice. On something different, you know, like you said, the same old thing, even if it's something that's good,
mm-hmm.
11 of them
right.
is just too much.
Right, exactly. And,
yeah.
you know, you're in different moods and you want to put on a different song. You know, if you're happy, you know, you maybe want to throw on Searching for Something. If you're kind of feeling blue, maybe a different song.
Yeah.
So.
And that is going to be key here because this CD is going to be available for our DJs to play as well. You have left a radio copy.
Mm-hmm.
Same one that, you know, some lucky listener will be taking home today as well. But you have left it here. We're going to leave it in the push file so folks can play it. And it is a CD that is, you can't say it's pop folk or pop rock. You can't say any of that. It could be played on almost any show, you know, other than probably the hardcore blues show or the hardcore metal
rock,
show.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no hip hop and there's
you don't
no
rap?
Death metal. But, you know, other than that, there's, you know, pretty much a lot of everything. So please do call in and request it and you know,
yeah.
make other people hear it.
And best of all and most of all, go see live music. Whether it's Michelle, that would be good.
That would be wonderful.
As well, but,
yep.
but, you know, support folks like Michelle who are out there trying to make their start, putting out a quality first album, you know, 11 original tracks. You know, go support her live. Have a couple of cocktails. Enjoy a little bit of food and some good music to go along.
Take a CD home with you.
Yeah, take a CD home and good memories and, you know, your other half or whatever. Everybody will be happy.
Buy two. Keep one. Give one away.
Oh, a good,
you know,
a gift.
Yep.
You know, gifts are good.
Yep.
You know, when I was a kid, one of my friend's moms, she did this. Yeah. She had a gift closet. So whenever any of us were over there and it was, oh my God, it's somebody's this and I don't have. Yeah. She always had, hold on a minute.
That's amazing.
So that could
it's
be your CD.
Gift. Yeah.
I should call her and have her just buy a whole bunch of them and put them all in the gift closet.
Okay.
Hi, this is Gwen from the gift closet. So that's cool. So you know what I'd like to do since we're talking about live music? Let's have a little.
Let's do a little live.
Yeah, I'll amuse the folks while you do what you got to do.
Okay.
Caroline, turn a million heads out on the street, but somehow you convince yourself you never. So you take to bed each man that crumbles at your feet, and lying naked next to them you cry yourself to sleep. And then you let just once or twice turn into several dozen times. Caroline, you use your smile as your best disguise. You lock yourself in bathroom stalls and cut your inner thighs. You see that it's the only place healing wounds can hide. You see it takes the pain away you have inside your mind. What started out as once or twice soon became 100 times. Caroline, don't you know that evening's coming after you? How many lives you've gotten to through? always so much smarter till you started your decline. You closed up all your windows so the sun no longer shines. You lose yourself on purpose, it's washed down with gulps of wine. But if anyone should ask, you always tell them that you're fine. I never met a girl so sweet, so beautiful, so blind. How could you let a few bad months turn into your lifetime?
I guess the fifth floor song. I'll do another one that's kind of more acoustic.
That was really.
Thank you.
Fifth floor song. Yeah.
So this is a tune called The Fifth Floor Song. My first year living in Boston when I was going to college, I couldn't find a place to live, and I kind of got persuaded to go in this place that was just for women, and I didn't really understand what the situation was going to be about. So it was a little difficult, and you know, was missing some certain people and things. And so this is called The Fifth Floor Song.
Falls dark in the city, where the people have no names, and the rats are running in circles around all the bums asking for spare change. And they say I've got a great view from my room on the fifth floor, but it's nothing like the view I used to have, 'cause I can't see you anymore. So greetings from the Virgin Hotel, I just called to say I've been missing you like hell. And I watch the cars race by my window as they beep and speed out of sight. It always seems the loudest sirens must be heard when I'm trying to sleep at night, you know. There are some nice people here. I've even met a saint or three, and I can't complain about everything. There's just some place I'd rather be. So hello from all of my sisters and me. I just called to say that I miss you horribly. Trying to make something out of me, something I just don't want to be. And they say, stop making that loud music, we're turning in for the night, and it takes everything I've got inside of me to smile and say, all right, and you know, sometimes I feel so alone. I just want to find a place where I can call home. So in case I haven't made it perfectly clear, I just wanted to mention again how I wish you were here.
So, Michelle.
Yeah.
I had to go cool off outside a little bit. after those couple of tracks, because of, you know, the songwriting, in my opinion, I just, you know, and I know my listeners are going to be thinking the same thing. Two very well written songs.
Thank you.
Very good guitar work.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised, but whew. Folks, right here live in the studio, it's even better than I'm sure it sounds out there over the airways. So if this is no reason to get you out there, I don't know what is. I have to come there and bonk you on the head with something maybe. And now, once again, before we talk about those songs, where is the best opportunity for, let's say, people local to where I am physically in Storrs, Connecticut? Where is the best opportunity for them to see you soon?
Soon. Well, next week I have a show at Jitter's Coffee House in Southington, Connecticut. And that's at 8 p.m. That is Saturday, July 22nd. So it's going to be my first show in Connecticut for a little while. I try to get here as often as I can, but so I've only really played the area a few times, so it's, yeah, if you like what you're hearing, please come out. I'm also playing with a couple friends of mine, Jeremiah Birnbaum, who's from New York, and Sean Smith, who is also from New York. So we're going to be sharing the show. I think I'm going to be opening up for them, so get there early.
And now, do you think maybe you'll play with them?
I might have them, you know, join me. Yeah, we usually kind of play on each other's songs and,
oh, that's cool,
and have fun. So.
Yeah, and fun is what it's all about, even with two ends.
Yes.
Especially with two ends. So, all right, we gotta have a chat quick about, let's see, Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Caroline?
Well, Caroline, you know, I always like to say, instead of actually getting to the specific person, Caroline, I think there's a little Caroline in everybody. I think it's just that, anytime you find someone with an addiction, whether it's alcohol or, you know, hurting themselves like in the song, or pills or shopping or gambling or just anything, smoking or something you don't even realize you have an addiction to, it's no good, and it's kind of a downward spiral. And that's basically what the song is about, and kind of smiling through it all. And, you know, sometimes that's what we have to do, but these things exist. And the reason I write songs like Caroline is because I'm not the type of songwriter that can, you know, just write about happy, you know, puppies and bubblegum all the time. And
but puppies and bubblegum, they're
nice.
Such nice.
But I, for some reason, nice, can just, I don't know why, I just write about sad things all the time, but you know, it works better for me. So that's my thing. And
yeah, I think more people can relate with the real than they can the puppies.
Exactly.
And the bubble
gum. And that's what I kind of want people to do. I want them to relate to the songs. And I think the most important music in my life are things that I, you know, I can listen to over and over again. And they hit me every single time, whether it's a different way or the same way, you know, or they make me cry. And that's what I want to do for other people. I want to help them through things. You know, I have girls that come up to me that say, like, you know, Caroline has helped me through this, or, you know, this time around has helped me through that, or whatever. And that's why I do this. I mean, it's, yes, some of it is selfish because it's a lot of fun, but I really think the reason that I do it is because to make people feel the way that other people's music has made me feel my life. So
give me two examples of who those people might be that have made you feel, you know, inspired, if you will.
You know, there's way too many to mention, but off the top of my head, let's say, you know, Patty Griffin. She's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, that's an interesting answer.
She's fantastic. Paul Simon, I just love, love, love. I can't, every time I listen to him, I can't get over how he can make songs that are so catchy and pop, but they still, like, grab you at the same time. When you really listen to the lyrics, they're, like, amazing. Just genius. Just,
you can call me Al.
Yeah.
It's such a goofy tune. And then you watch that goofy video with him and Chevy Chase. And then you listen to the song, and a month or so down the road, you're still going, you can call me.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know how he does it, but that's the ultimate. I mean, Joni Mitchell, she's amazing. And I could go on and on and on.
So if there was one song on here that would be your, you can call me Al, you're catchy, you know, month down the road, they're still remembering after they see you live, what do you think it might be for somebody like me?
You know, I don't know. You can always kind of pick the ones that you think will be the catchiest. And I think Midnight has a really great hook, and Searching for Something has a great hook and stuff. But You know, it's always different. I always have people come up to me and they have their different favorite songs, like, oh, this one's the best. And people are so sure of it, you know. But then you ask someone else and they say, no, this one's the best. Oh, my God, I love it. So, you know, it's whatever you like. And, you know, I don't know. I can't figure it out. So I just play them all.
Second song that you played just now.
The Fifth Floor song?
Fifth Floor. That's not happy. No bubble gums there. no soup for you in that song.
No.
But, I mean, people are going to want to hug you after they hear it. Like,
I like hugs.
Did you really go through that?
I did. And I, you know, part of my job as a songwriter is to embellish or whatever, you know, make you feel that, you know, if you don't say enough of the right thing, then the point won't get across. So that's great, you know, because there were times that I was living in this place, which we called the convent. There were no men allowed, there were curfews, and, you know, you don't really realize any of that stuff until you get in there and you're stuck.
Like a place that I'd like to dress up like, you know, a girl and hang out in for a while. Like Bosom Buddies.
Well,
did you ever see the show Bosom Buddies?
Yeah. I've seen it before. Yeah. But
Not that fun.
Yeah. No, not at all. But I did make some great friends out of it. You know, out of everything bad, hopefully you hope something good comes out. So, you know, it was hard. It was a tough time in my life. And there were nights of crying. And obviously the reason that I wrote the song is kind of to get that out there and get that off my chest and make you feel better about it.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Yeah, it's all fine.
Unfortunately, I'm sure there's plenty of other folks in that position still.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
probably at that very same place. So girls, you can do it. You can make it. I made it, and you know, I kind of learned from that experience that I can do anything for a year.
Yeah.
That's so.
But maybe not a day more.
Maybe not a day more. Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't know if I would be good with that, but I guess, you know, certainly built you some character, I'm sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
And
got a great song out of it, and that's what a lot of, you know, bright side of things are. So
absolutely. The silver linings are always sometimes difficult to find, but they're there.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's just because you woke up, but
yeah,
at least you woke up.
Exactly.
That means the chance is still there for something cool to happen. Like this, hanging out in the studio, making magic, having fun with technology is great too. And you have a cool guitar. Now, what are you strumming today?
Thank you. I have it's actually my only guitar, which is kind of surprising for a lot of people, but it's easier to carry. It's a Taylor 314 CE. It's a cutaway, and I've had it for, gosh, it's getting a long time now, probably 7-8 years.
Wow.
Like that. So, yeah.
Looks brand spanking. You take good care of her.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Does she have a name or he have a name?
Certainly
after being a year without boys, maybe it has a boy's name.
No, she's just kind of my girl.
Cool. Yeah, it's a nice guitar, and you can see it live.
You can.
Many, you know, it looks like I was checking out your schedule. You play a lot of gigs.
Yeah, I try to keep busy, and you know, it depends on the day, the month, the week, but
you're out a couple times a week.
Yeah,
at least
usually, you know, it kind of maxes out around. I know I've definitely played 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
But usually at least once a week. I usually have at least 4 shows a month. So, but it could be upwards of, you know, 15 or so shows a month. So, yeah, I play everywhere and anywhere. And you can always contact me through my website, which is michellelewismusic.com. There are some email links there, and you can also check out the schedule and see where I'm going to be.
Yeah, do that. And then picture her name and your club name too.
Yeah.
Or your coffee house or your poetry place or, you know, whatever. With the cello idea and all, your music is very flexible.
Yeah, you know, I like to kind of experiment with it and take it in different directions, and every song is different, and I can, you know, the album spans from, you know, just solo acoustic guitar and voice or those two plus cello to an upright bass and a trumpet and an accordion and keys and just really fun stuff. So, I had a lot of fun making the album and getting to, you know, choose all these different instruments and kind of have my pick and go, well, yeah, no, or yeah, that sounds great. And
yeah, being in charge is okay.
Yeah. It's like,
that's the only, you know, every now and then you get that, and that's probably one of the better parts of becoming an adult. So kids, don't rush. No rush. Well, as part of the women in music, women of music, I think it's a combination of both, certainly, because I also want to pay homage to not just, you know, the women that get up in front and do it, but the folks that are in the backgrounds too. just like with any good band or anything else, there's folks that make it happen, whether it's with the soundboard or carrying stuff. And
absolutely.
I was very thankful you only had one guitar, too. Because
I was thankful to have a roadie. I mean, I
was your roadie. See?
It was great.
Look at that. Wow. What? I didn't get paid. Oh, yes, I did. I got CDs.
Yeah, you got a CD.
See, roadies, and a lot of the roadies don't get much, you know.
No.
So we want to also salute those folks out there, male or female, really.
Everybody.
Always. And I want to, once again, I'm going to thank you for coming in. You're always welcome.
Thank you so much.
Whether it's live on the air or in the studio or you just want to stop by. And do you have anything? We can do one more live tune, I think.
You want to do a live tune? Sure.
I think I do.
Let's do it. Let's do a little bit more upbeat one. This one is called Never Cried For You. And on the CD, like I said, this is the one with the trumpet and the upright bass, and it's kind of funky, but I'll do my best to get that point across to you now.
And I could make a trumpet noise. No.
Okay.
Just concentrate on the roadie stuff, huh? Yeah.
Just push the buttons.
Push the buttons, Mr. J.
One, two. Well, I've been dreaming about you. I've been thinking of the one I thought I knew. But life for you has been torture. And you ran out without leaving a single clue. You were never one for conversation. Always quiet, always a little withdrawn. And you tipped into the morning. And you stood the moon.
Oh, my. Did you like that out there? Because it has to be, it can't be as good as it is in here, but it had to be really, really super. Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, it's just good.
Thanks.
I don't know any other way to say it. I heard a little cranberry-ish. What's that woman's name?
Oh, Dolores.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
You had a little Dolores going.
I was a big fan of her when I was younger, so that's really funny that you say that.
Yeah, there was just one little. Yeah, it was a nice sound. It was a nice sound. So once again, I want to thank you for making your journey up here. For basically, you're just getting a lunch.
I like lunch. Know,
so
though.
That's
I really yeah. like lunch. So thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. It's been a lot of fun. And thanks for spreading the music out to the people of Connecticut.
No trouble at all. Thanks again for coming, though, really. And for all of those that want to make sure they don't miss Michelle. She's going to be in Boston tonight at the
Paradise Lounge, 9 p.m.
Paradise Lounge, 9 p.m. Yep. So if you're in Connecticut, that's nothing.
It's going to be a great show. There's going to be a screening of a sketch comedy show, which actually I am starring in a few of the sketches.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just an added bonus to come on out to the Paradise Lounge tonight.
Two for one.
Yes.
That's like a twofer.
It is. It's definitely a twofer.
And that's a 2N?
This is going to be at least a 2N
event.
Night, yeah.
Whoa.
Lots of fun.
Fun with two, maybe three N's, yeah. Folks. You can't miss that. You can't have enough N's in your day.
If you want to check out some of their vlogs, video blogs, you can go to hurrayforfun.com, and fun has two N's. So.
And that's a vlog, huh?
It's a vlog. I'm on a couple of them.
You're vloggy.
Yeah, there's some pretty funny stuff on there. So some songs I've actually written. So if you hear it and you want to request that song, I will only play it if someone requests it. So.
All right. So see, because you're listening to this show, there might be a prize attached with that too if she plays it. You don't know. You don't know. She might give you a bubble gum or a puppy.
Exactly.
Because your songs aren't going to give you that. So you might get a bubble gum, piece of bubble gum, if you request some of the funny stuff. And now, the website, which is a nice website, by the way. Did you do that? Or you have a friend?
I have a friend that designed it.
Nice work.
And yeah, he kind of went with the... I kind of helped design the artwork of the CD, and he kind of just used those colors and those photos to make the website. So
it's good work. And that's Michelle Lewis Music. com.
Yes. And you'll see me spinning, I think, on the front page, or my hair. Oh. There's a lot of hair on the website. A
lot of hair. It's a hairy website.
So, yeah.
Check that out. And also the myspace.com/Michelle Lewis.
Yes.
Not music there, though.
No, just Michelle Lewis.
But that's where you're going to find some nice samples and a little bit more about Michelle, because we're not going to tell you everything here. But we definitely want to get you out to the shows. You're a Red Sox fan, aren't you?
Love them.
Yeah, me too. That's my Caroline.
Oh.
Actually, when we won, I'm not as bad anymore.
Oh.
But that was my addiction.
Oh, okay.
Season tickets.
Really?
We split them. Yeah.
Wow.
Do about 12 a year.
Pretty nice. I haven't been to an actual game in a while.
Oh my God. Well, we'll take care of you there.
All right.
I don't know if it's this year or not, because they're all pretty much spoken for.
Okay.
Unless I get sick. Don't poison me either for lunch. So, 860-429-9487. Unfortunately, Michelle won't be here to actually chat with you, but you can give me a call and I can give you a little bit more information, but I think you got it all. The key is you get out, you go see live music, whether it's Michelle or not. Go support someone just like Michelle if it's not going to be her. But, I mean, she's going to be local. And every song will be unique. That's the key here. That's the key about WHUS and Green Arrow Radio. And that is the key with MichelleLewisMusic.com. Go there. Thanks for being a part of our Women in Music with two M's. Music.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And actually, thanks for putting out unique, you know, new music for us, for our thirsty ear holes.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.